This is part three of a three-part podcast series with Dr. Joe Ashley titled Vocational Assessment as a Business Engagement Strategy.
Joe, I know there's a caveat to the transferable skills piece and term that you wanted to share with our listeners before we kept going. Could you highlight what that caveat is?
Sure. Thanks, Jamar. I think the point I was wanting to make is we've used the term transferability of skills and transferability of skills analysis, but the term you will also hear is transferable skills and transferable skills analysis. They're essentially the same thing. The Social Security Administration uses transferable skills analysis as a part of its process in looking at Social Security disability insurance claims. And it's similar to what we are describing here, but I just wanted to say what we're doing is a little bit different, and we're using it for the purpose of finding ways to help people be successful at the return to work process and possibly find that transitioning skill job or the partial work job. But I also want to say that with these, in our case, we would want to look at these as in conjunction with something that would be more of a job tryout or a work sample opportunity, so that people can look at that assessment and experience it so that we're sure that there's still a good fit for them and that any assistive technology or modifications work. I mean, it's just that same process of the work sample, you know, using work real or simulated type of arrangement. So I think it's important to remember that. And they may hear it in another context. There's also another set of people out there who do this work that might be useful to the retained staff in their local areas.
So, Joe, who are the others that do this work, that do this process, and where can retained teams find them?
Well, Jamar, I think the place that I would start looking if I were looking for these folks who do vocational assessment and the other activities we've discussed would be with the American Job Center business teams. They have folks who go out directly interact with business and have experience in that, and they have some of the skill sets we've talked about. I would also look at the Vocational Rehabilitation Agency. Either itself might have folks in-house who do this work, or they may have folks on contract. They might have vocational evaluators. Some of them even have occupational therapists that do a part of their business engagement and their job analysis. That some of them do ergonomic assessments, computer-based assessments, and they either have them on staff themselves or on as contractor vendors. There's also community rehab program partners that the VR agencies and the American Job Centers have that do work with businesses, and some of them do the job analysis, some of them do the vocational assessments. Not everybody does vocational assessments that are the hands-on work sample, so that's something I would ask questions about. One of the other things, the Commission on Rehabilitation Counselor Certification has a registry, and it's both for certified rehab counselors, many of whom have skills in job analysis, and some do vocational assessments, and some do transferable skills analysis. Mm-hmm. But there's also a professional vocational evaluator registry, and there is a thing called a certified vocational evaluator, and that registry has been discontinued, but individuals who have kept up their CEU credits are also listed as maintaining that credit in our registry. There's a new international vocational evaluation international vocational evaluation certification, and that just started last December. So that registry is starting up. So those are places one can start looking for that. There are individuals who do rehabilitation counseling in the private sector. Some work for insurance companies. Many do workers' comp. Some have private sector vocational rehabilitation companies. Those people are very skilled in job analysis, vocational assessment, and the transferable skills analysis. So that's another place. And there's an International Association of Rehabilitation Professionals that has a registry, and they have, and that registry will identify both the certified rehab counselor, the certified vocational evaluator, and then other types of skill sets people have. And you can see if there's somebody in your area that has that. One of the things I would want to say is many of our partners here in Retain have medical programs working with them, and there may be somebody in a rehabilitation facility they might have work hardening, work capacity, or occupational therapists, physical therapists that have some skills in occupational medicine types of things, a job analysis, other kinds of issues in doing assistive technology assessments. And they may be, you know, in another building and on a large campus, but there are some folks there that might be in-house that one could check on. I would look at that as well. One of the things that I think is critical in this is finding individuals who have a comfort level in going out and interacting directly with business, understand the importance of the single point of contact, and that they have to fit into the local team. Each team that the return to work coordinator has around them, they have their own sort of personality, their own value system. So when you're looking for these folks, you want to be sure that anybody you bring in understands that they're a part of a bigger team and that they fit that team's approach to things. So those are things I would want to keep engaged in, because you really need to keep thinking about this as a business engagement strategy, and you need to understand how the business works and how your group has an approach that is consistent across that process.
Right. So that's actually a good way to lead us towards our end. I will say first, before I ask you about tools and resources, and if you could summarize, I will say to our listeners, we will make sure that all of those areas, the registries, for example, that you talked about, the Commission on Rehabilitation Counselor Certification, et cetera, we'll make sure that we post those things on the Retain Online community, so folks will have direct links to access and check out where you've directed them to. But which also leads me to ask, are there other tools and resources available? And if so, would you be able to share them with us so that we can then in turn share them with our Retain State teams?
Yes, I will provide some resources around some information that would say, here's things to consider if you're looking at a job analysis, for example. I've got something that comes from the human resource community on job analysis. That's a big part of what human resource folks do. It allows you to understand their perspective. And when you're talking business engagement, if you understand how they look at this and you're going into the HR department, then you can talk their language around the job analysis. And that gives you it goes back to what we talked about in understanding the language of the people with whom you're doing business. I've also got a few things on transferable skills, some resources of how that works. And I've got some examples of some work samples themselves, so you can see what that looks like. So we'll put those out there for folks to take a look at and just get some better information.
That would be great. And so you shared a lot of excellent and useful information. And I know that you are going to be available to talk with states further about any of what they've heard in the podcast series. But I'm wondering if you could give us a summary of the key takeaways for those that are involved in Retain, for the excellent information that you've presented today, particularly how this can be used as a business engagement strategy.
Sure. I would say the thing to remember is that we're talking about vocational assessment as a way to ensure that there's a good fit between the ill or injured worker and their staying at work or returning to work, and looking at that current level of functioning and being sure there's a good fit with the job that's in front of them or one that might be a good choice for them to move to, either as a transitional job opportunity or as a partial work opportunity. It's important to remember that in the retained sense, these are going to be more focused assessments that we're talking about. And we want to look at things that use work either real or simulated, those processes, so that you're in the workplace or you're in a close approximation to the workplace, or the activities that are being assessed really reflect the job as it's currently being performed. These things are critical. As another business engagement strategy, we talked about job analysis as something that's particularly valuable to small and medium-sized businesses, but also provides information on how to interact with larger companies in their HR departments. And it gives you the information you need to make sure the assessment the workplace assessment you're doing reflects the job as is currently being performed, which is critical. You're also able to pull out the essential functions of the job, which can be of value to the employer. We mentioned the transferability of skills or transferable skills analysis as a strategy to help people understand the jobs that they've done in the past, the skill sets that they have, and then identify, again, that transitioning work opportunity, partial work, or possibly moving them to a new job within a company. That also brings together the American Job Centers, because they're very good at identifying short-term work training. Usually it's more than 30 days, but less than 6 months, so that you could skill somebody up to take on a new job. And that can be very important in this process if you're looking for something to keep somebody with a particular employer, but there's some functioning levels that mean they had to do something different. I would say if I were looking at this process and I were going to start, I'd start by discussing things with my local American Job Center and their business team. And I would look at their workforce partners, including the vocational rehabilitation folks and some of their partners that they have that do community-based assessments. They may have some skill sets there that they could offer that are slightly different than the than what we normally think of as a vocational assessment, but could also bring value. So there's just some resources out there. The discussion is where you really need to start. But in all cases, when you're talking business engagement, you want to be sure that anybody you engage in this process fits your team and how they're wanting to do business, are perhaps looking at, is there a better way for your team to do business, but working together as a unit and sharing your similar values as you reach out to businesses, and remembering that single point of contact. You don't want five different groups calling one business about one opportunity. So you really got to get focused. So those are the big things that I would say would be the takeaways.
Excellent. Very, very helpful. Very informative. Dr. Joe Ashley, we are really glad that you could join us today. And we look forward to having you back and continuously involved in sharing your expertise with our team. Thank you so much.
Jamar, it was my pleasure. And I look forward to talking to folks again.